From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Rebecca Alexa, say hello to coyote. Many of us have heard the eerie howl of a coyote, but did you know that this is a relatively new phenomenon in this area? Historically, limited to the Great Plains, Rocky Mountains, and part of the Southwest Desert, these adaptable canines have spread into Washington State over the past 150 years, as their main competition, gray wolves, were driven to local extinction. In fact, the coyote is one of the very few animals whose range has expanded as humans have changed the landscape. Coyotes feed primarily on small prey like rodents, reptiles, and birds. They are very beneficial as they help control rat and mouse populations. They live in a small family groups consisting of a male and female, and pups of various ages. Pups from previous years help to care for their younger siblings, giving mom and dad a much-needed break. If you're worried about coyote attacks, fear not. Coyote attacks on humans are exceptionally rare and mostly occur in larger urban areas where coyotes and humans are in much closer contact. It is still a good idea to keep cats, small dogs, and other pets indoors or outside only when supervised, especially at night. Make sure chickens and other livestock are in secure pens. Most importantly, do not leave food out for coyotes, whether that's pet food or a garbage can put out too early in the week. Coming to the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge on September 29th, Wings Over Willapa will present tours, workshops, and more. Learn more at wingsoverwillapa.org. This has been a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.